needs of the nations are real. And Cornerstone, we're called to be an apostolic house. We're called to be an apostolic people, a mission-sending hub. Singapore, we're called to be an Antioch of Asia. And there is an urgency in this hour, and the Church of Jesus Christ, the Ecclesia in this nation, we need to come into a divine alignment with heaven. Somebody say amen. We need to come into our position because true mission flows out from true identity. And the Church of Christ in Singapore must come into its rightful position of authority in the Lord so that we can do the assignments and the purposes of God unto the nations of the world. And that's what I want to be speaking on this evening. I've entitled my message, A Higher Realm. A Higher Realm. 2024, I'm sure by now you've heard messages on Psalm 24, right? Who may ascend the mountains of the Lord, except those with clean hands and pure hearts. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. It's a year of ascension. It's a year of climbing up the mountains of the Lord. And it's not going to take the fittest or the strongest. It is going to take those with clean hands and pure hearts. And as the church in purity and in consecration mounts up the mountain of the Lord, I'm telling you, God is putting a new anointing. God is putting His authority on His ecclesia to lift up ancient gates and to speak to everlasting doors to be opened up, and the King of Glory shall come in. The King of Glory shall come in. It's a year of ascension. We must come up to a higher realm. Can I get us all to stand as we read this passage of scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 to 23. Let's just read this together, standing. 1, 2, 3. What is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above principality and power? And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Christ to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Remain standing as we read chapter 2 and verse 6 of Ephesians. And He raised us up. He raised us up and He made us sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Church, I stood you up so that I could sit you down. And as you sit down, I want you to sit in the revelation and in the knowledge of the higher realm that we're talking about today, sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Come on, can we all sit in that revelation? Go ahead and take your seats. This is such a simple yet a profound truth. It is so elementary that we've allowed the enemy to rob us of this position of sitting with Christ in heavenly places. It's a higher realm. It's a year to ascend the mountains of the Lord. It's a year to be raised up, seated with Christ in heavenly places. We have to start worshiping. We have to start prophesying. We've got to start preaching, interceding, making decrees from a different dimension, a higher realm. The church has known three predominant realms: the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. Right? We say in living, He loved me. In dying, He saved me. In burial, He buried my sins together with Him. In resurrection, in His rising, you know, He freed me, He justified me. And one day, Jesus Christ is coming back again. And yet, as that is the gospel, it isn't all of it. We have left one important dimension, and I call it the ascension dimension. It is us being raised up together with Christ and sitting with Him in heavenly places. We share with Christ in the burial, in the death, in the burial, and in the resurrection. But listen, church, don't get stuck there. Because Christ died and rose again so that we can ascend and we can take our seats. My salvation isn't complete until I take my seat. Come on. It's not enough just to be saved. It is not enough just to have our sins washed away, because Jesus did not come into the earth just to save you. The Bible declares that there's another purpose of which the Son of Man had come. And it says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. But for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. You see, he didn't come to just get you to heaven. He came to also take hell out. Come on. And that's the assignment that the church must move into, that you were not just saved to sit in some church pew and wait for the rapture to come. You were born again so that God can, through you, in your sitting with Christ Jesus, destroy the works of darkness, destroy the works of the evil one. He didn't just come to get you to heaven. He came to bring us into heavenly places. What a tragedy it is to have a saved soul but a lost life. We don't have to wait till eternity in heaven. Here on earth, we are seated already with Christ in heavenly places. It's the ascension dimension. That's where you and I are sitting in right now. It's not a future position. It's a present position. In fact, we should all have started our Christianity from there. When you got born again, your spirit shifted. You were not only who you were not before, you were also not where you were before either. When you got born again, the Lord didn't leave you in a lower realm of dimension. He brought you up, he raised us up, and he made us sit together with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. The reason I'm driving this point home is because you cannot have dominion. Listen, church, you cannot have dominion until you understand where dominion comes from. Dominion is from placement. In other words, authority works by positioning. Everybody say positioning. Authority works by positioning, and the weight of authority you carry depends on how you are positioned with the one who authorized you. But my assignment for the next 10 minutes and 35 seconds is to get your mind to where your spirit is. And so my first point is this: get your minds to where your spirit is seated with Christ already. Because for many of us, the greatest battlefield and our limitation is something called the mind, in between our ears. In this new era, we don't just need a new wineskin, we also need a new mind skin. God is shifting paradigms. He's giving us new mind skin. So get your mind to where your spirit is. Now, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, we can quote this, you know, with our Bibles closed, right? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of our minds, so that we can prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. Now, he has given us a strategy to have a renewed mind. Look at the next verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Now, the word take captive is the Greek word eikmalotaizo. And the word eikmalotaizo means to spear point. I know Kung Fu Panda 4 is out in the movies right now, and so we all know the wushus, right? Spear point. That's what take captive means. And it says, and make it obey. Now, the word obey in the Greek word is the word hupakouo, which means to obey on the basis of having paid attention to. So any thought that comes that does not align itself with the word of God, with the prophetic word of promise, we spear point it and make it pay attention to what is already written. And this is the battle plan. This is the strategy God has given to us in the renewing of our minds. So when a thought of unworthiness comes, a thought of anxiety comes, a thought of depression comes, spear point it and make it bow and pay attention to what the Word of God has already declared over my life. Get your mind to where your spirit is. If we understood who we were in that position of sitting with Christ Jesus, listen, church, you would quit crying over what the enemy is doing to you. Instead, we're going to say, you know, look, hold on a minute. This is not about what you are. This is not what about you are. Not about what you are doing to me. It's about what I've been anointed in this realm of authority and position to do to you. It changes our lives. It changes our warfare. So get our minds to where our spirit is. Secondly, as you do that, then learn what it means to sit in secured victory. Sit in secured victory. When Jesus sat down, Satan was defeated forever. You will never ever catch God trying to fight the devil again. And if we're going to sit with Christ, you know, as I was preparing this message, God is just really doing this, giving me this revelation of sitting with Him. You know, the Lord said to me, Sabi, if you're going to be sitting with me in heavenly places, you don't fight devils. So we don't fight devils, what do? We resist them. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Why? Because Christ has already fought the devil, defeated the evil one. And so our warfare is not one of trying to gain back the victory because it is the devil who's coming to steal it from us. And so we resist him. Illegal trespass. You're not allowed to come and steal this victory from me that my Christ paid for. A lot of what people call today prayer is actually panic. We pray from the place of fear. We pray from the place of anxiety. We don't know how to pray from the place of victory. A lot of, you know, prayer is about releasing authority. Somebody say amen. Prayer is about releasing authority. Prayer is not designed for us to have a little talk with Jesus and tell Him all our troubles. Prayer is about having a talk with Jesus and then turning to our troubles and telling our troubles about Him and what He said and what He's declared. But yet Satan is trying to get us to fight him out of our seats. And the moment, church, you come out of sitting with Christ in heavenly places, out of that seat to try to fight the enemy, you've lost the battle already. Because outside of that sitting with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, you have no victory. Matthew 28 verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All means all. All. All means all. And that means there isn't anyone else apart from Christ who has the victory, who has the authority, who has the preeminence, and who has the power. Come on. I'm preaching better than you're responding this evening. I learn from the best. It's Jesus who got the victory. Somebody say amen. It's not you. It's not by your works, lest you boast. All that's happened in our lives today, it's only by the grace of God. It's only by the divine enablement of the Lord. We didn't do nuts. We didn't die on that cross. We don't have those nail-pierced prints in our hands and in our feet. And that is why He seated us in heavenly places so that you and I can come into His victory. So quit fighting on your own. Can you help me preach this evening? Turn to your neighbor and say, quit fighting on your own. Quit fighting on your own. You're fighting out of your position. You are fighting out of your placement. And that's why some of us, we've been striving and striving, working and working, and we haven't seen much breakthrough in our lives. Because we're the ones trying to do it. We've got to be delivered from our own works. See, when you get out there on your own, praying, struggling, binding, trying to work for it, that's when you get upset. That's when you get jaded, when things don't happen. When you're not seeing the victory because you tell God how many days you fasted, how many days you prayed, how many scriptures you quoted, but you're not getting the victory. Why? Because the victory doesn't lie with you. It lies with Christ, being seated with Him in heavenly places. The enemy gets us out there in our works. See, the enemy doesn't fear you in your name. He fears you in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 to 20, we read about the story of the sons of Sceva. You know, Paul the apostle goes around, he does all these miracles and signs and wonders. Even his handkerchief could heal people. And the sons of Sceva comes and they say, wow, you know, we want that power too. And they try to cast out evil spirits in the Jesus whom Paul preaches. That's what they said. We exorcise you in the Jesus, in the name of the Jesus that Paul preaches. What did the demons answer him? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Le Sisiang. Who are you? You have no authority to cast us out. We don't have to listen to you. And the sons of Sceva, they quickly understood that it wasn't about doing what Paul did by saying what Paul said. It's not about what you speak, but where you speak it from. It's about where you speak it from. You can say the name of Jesus, but unless you are in the name of Jesus, you have no authority. It's not by our striving. And some of us, we have worn ourselves out trying to get a breakthrough, thinking it's by our many works. And Jesus goes, excuse me, I went to hell and back. You want authority? You want victory? Come into a divine alignment with me. Sit. Sit. And I want to reiterate to you that there are certain things that you have been born with, okay? You didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. You were placed in that seat. You inherited that seat as a joint heir of Christ. It's like if a bank calls you today and says, hey, you know, there's a billion Singapore dollars, you know, given to you in this person's will. Are you going to say, oh, wow, let me fast and pray first, No, you'll probably rush into your car with your tires screeching off to the bank to claim that $1 billion given to you. And in the same way, Jesus is saying, look, I've left you an inheritance. It is in my will, pun intended. It is in my will and in my name that I need you to come and claim it. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to work for it. I gave it to you, and it would give me so much pleasure to see you have it. Take your seats. And so when it happens, when the breakthrough happens, when the victory happens, you know who gets the glory? Christ. He gets the glory. In this higher realm of living, Christ gets the glory. Because we know we didn't work for it. We know we didn't do anything to earn that place. He gave it to us by His grace. By His finished work on the cross, He gets the glory. Can I say that Christianity begins not with a big D-O, do, but Christianity begins with a big D-O-N-E, done. I'm not saying we don't do the works of the ministry. I'm not saying go therefore, make this. No, we do all that, but we need to learn how to do from the place of done. And that's my last point. We sit to be able to walk and stand. You see, in the book of Ephesians, the first posture is that of sitting with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, but it is not a passive position. In Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about walking our calling, walking worthy of our calling here on earth. We sit so that we can walk. Yeah? We do from the place of done. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about our warfare. Put on the whole armor of God and to stand, having done all to stand. What does standing mean? What does standing look like? It means hold your grounds. Hold your grounds. The grounds upon which you're standing on already belongs to Jesus Christ. Hold it. Stand. Resist the enemy. But we cannot walk worthy of our calling here as ambassadors of Christ on the earth And we won't know what it means to effectively stand in our warfare if we don't first know how to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. It is a higher realm that God is calling us into. You know, it is not just the promised land. You read the journey of Israel. It didn't end at the promised land, did it? There was a higher place called Mount Zion. It was on Zion where the fulfillment and the completion of rest came upon the children of Israel. Can I parallel that? Promised land is like the resurrection, but we're not called to be stuck there. There is a higher realm. It's called the ascension realm. It's called the higher realm of the glory of God, where we're called to come to Zion in a complete rest, warfaring, battling, doing the works of the ministry from the place of done. Our position in Christ is to sit. Our life in this world is to walk, representing Christ, and our attitude towards the enemy in our warfare is to stand. And church, when we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, do you know that our spiritual senses get heightened? We start seeing from a higher realm. We start seeing from heaven's perspectives. We don't see as earth sees, but when we see giants, we don't see giants. Yeah, we see from heaven's eyes. These giants are but grasshoppers. There are melodies that are being sung in heaven. We say, oh, all the earth, sing a new song to the Lord. From where do we sing the new song? From heaven. Revelation chapter 4, it says that heaven sings a new song. And the Lord was teaching me this battle strategy. He said to me, Sebi, if you want to see permanent change on earth, it's not going to come by your presumptuous or your ignorant binding and loosing on earth. It's going to be by you sitting with me in heavenly places, seeing what's being done in heaven, hearing what's being sung and declared in heaven, and then executing here on earth, singing and releasing the melodies and the hymns of heaven here on earth. As heaven sings a new song, we sing and echo that new song here on earth, and that is what will bring the shift. That is what will bring the change. It's that higher realm of engaging with the Spirit of God. I'm coming to a close. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. I love what the Amplified Version of the Bible says. It says it like this. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. So my friends, binding and loosing is not out of our ignorance. It is not out of our presumptions. It's by us sitting, taking our place, taking our seats with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, hearing the hymns of heaven, hearing the melodies of heaven, seeing what is being done and executed in heaven. And then our role is to then walk worthy. Our role is to then stand, therefore, having done all, stand here on earth, declaring the melodies, executing the plans that we see in heaven. What's already bound in heaven, bind it on earth. What is already loosed in heaven, loose it on earth. And that's our calling as the ecclesia. And ecclesia is like a war council. We sit on city gates. We say what can be allowed into the nation and what cannot be allowed into the nations. It's time to ascend. Somebody say ascend. Come up higher. It's a higher realm that God is calling us into, the church, so that we can see from heaven's perspectives. We can execute the plans from heaven's strategies, scrolls over Singapore, scrolls over the nations have already been written in heaven. We need to see it and declare it on earth. Stand with me as we come to a close. This is exactly what Pastor Young talked about a few months back on living above the snake line. It's the ascension dimension. it is living in that higher realm. It's living above the snake line, far above all principalities and powers, living above the snake line, where we're no longer playing the enemy's games. Our position of sitting with Christ is a position of authority. And we won't know effective warfare unless we know how to sit with Christ. And as the end of the age is coming, demonic activity will only increase. And the church of Jesus Christ, we must know effective heavenly warfare. Let me just put out this last slide. I follow this prophetic voice, Nate Johnston, and he also gave the same word last year in moving into 2024. He said, it's a time to live above the snake lines. He said, you have spent the last 3 years fighting in the trenches, but you cannot do that any longer. My church has been lost in the swirl of culture, battling with their hands and intellect instead of my spirit. Second heaven battles have worn you down because I never called you to battle there. Come up higher and learn to wage war from the mountain. It is through the finished work of the cross and my blood that you are undefeatable. Just lift up your hands wherever you are. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, for that higher realm of dimension. We thank you for the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. But Jesus, you died and you rose again so that you could raise us up, so that you could ascend us and to sit us with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. And God, I pray that you release this revelation to your church. This is our inheritance. This is our birthright. For as many who are born again, you cannot work for this. You cannot earn this position. Christ paid it all so that you can sit in that place. And from there, do from the place of done. Walk worthy of your calling as ambassadors of Christ here on earth. And then stand effectively in your warfare against the evil one. So Lord, I thank you. I pray in Jesus' name, cause your church here in Singapore to arise and to ascend the mountains of the Lord. To arise and ascend and take a seating with you. Take a position with you so that your assignments over this house, your assignments over this nation as the Antioch can be fulfilled. We bless you, Lord. Seal this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just listen to a production of Cornerstone Community Church. Please note that all unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or sale of the recording is prohibited. For permission to reproduce or distribute the sermon, please write into mail@cscc.org.sg. We hope that you have been blessed.